There's been a lot of changes in the ethics world, including with the Stock Act, which, contrary to popular belief, was not repealed. It's still in place. We collect periodic transaction reports now as a result of that, which means every time somebody does a transaction, they now file a financial disclosure report instead of waiting till the end of the year. And that gives us more real-time information about their financial interests.
Let me just jump in. When you talk about a financial transaction, is that just a stock trade? Meaning if I'm an SES and I buy stock in company X, I would report that? Or any financial transaction, like if I buy a house, a car, a boat, that type of thing?
So it doesn't tend to focus on assets. We're looking more with financial disclosure for conflicts of interest rather than illicit enrichment. There are other mechanisms in place in the government. Our role is more looking for conflicts of interest. So stocks is typically an area you would think of. Bonds, both corporate bonds, municipal bonds, quite a range of financial assets would be covered, but it's primarily things that would trigger a conflict of interest.
And people file that whenever it happens, so not quarterly, not yearly, just I bought a stock today, I'm filing it, or I'm going to buy a stock next week or next tomorrow, I file the heads up. Is that the way it basically works? I know I'm simplifying it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, and it's good to simplify it because it's very hard to articulate the deadline. It's a very complex statute, but it's safe to say shortly after the transaction, they have to report the transaction. And part of that is we give them training so that even before they report it, the employees have some awareness about the conflicts of interest. From the start, I figured we needed to take a look at a strategic level at what are the meat and potatoes of what OGE does and how do we do it better. And I felt OGE really needed to get back to some of the basics on looking at the way it did things and finding ways to do it better. And so I targeted the three big areas of first, communication, second, direct support to agency ethics officials, and third, oversight. And we've really tried to stay consistently on that theme since I've started. In the communication area, as I mentioned, we've done a lot of the social media work. We've had external stakeholder meetings. We're now having quarterly meetings with agency ethics officials where we just bring them all together in a very informal setting and have a two-way dialogue with them about our work. And that's really filled a gap in terms of OGE getting real-time responses from them and them being aware of the directions we're going. We put out a listserv, which is an email that goes out to a population of about 3,700 subscribers. We have an internal forum on a government system called max.gov where employees can pose questions and read information updates. We've done three branch meetings where we bring together ethics officials from all three branches of government. And we've also been facilitating a trade of training products. That's all in the area of communication. In the area of direct support to agencies, we restructured our desk officer program to get back to one-on-one relationships. We have a desk officer assigned to an agency, and we've been sending them out to those agencies to understand their work and build those relationships so they'll call us with their difficult ethics questions. And that's a shift from the way we'd been doing it previously. And we had previously done a call center where your call comes in and it could go to a different person each time. And I felt it was important to have the relationship so that we could understand their work and they had have somebody they felt good about calling. We've done 238% more training in the first year. We're building an e-filing system, electronic filing system for financial disclosure that was mandated by the Stock Act. And this system is going to be very advanced because it's designed much like the popular tax filing software where it actually asks you questions and guides you through completing the form. So we think that's going to improve the accuracy of our systems. And in the area of oversight, we launched a new type of program review called inspections. Our program reviews are when we go out and we assess agency programs. And when I took over, I'd been concerned that I didn't feel OGE was looking at as many agencies as it could have been looking at. And I wanted to get to more agencies without sacrificing quality and still doing it within our limited resources. So we came up with an approach called inspections, where we still look at all the same things, but we're only looking at the results. We're looking to see if there's a problem with the ethics program. If we find no problem, we report on it. We usually still make some recommendations for improvement. If we do find significant problems, we can come back and do a more traditional plenary review where we not only look at their results, but we look at their processes and procedures that lead to those results to see if we can find the structural root of a problem and help them root it out. So going forward, agencies can really count on more of the same in those three areas being the focus. We're going to keep trying to find better ways and more efficient ways to do our jobs.
Ethics in government, a lot of people will tell you that things are much harder to comply and things are much harder to say, is that ethical, is it not? There's a lot of discussions around revolving doors, a lot of concerns around, you know, someone leaves a major agency and then all of a sudden begins a business. There's a lot of concerns about, for instance, General Alexander from NSA. I'm not going to ask you to comment on him specifically, but from where you sit in your experience, do you find that the compliance requirements tougher than ever before? And then the other piece of that is, how is the government doing in meeting those new requirements? And I guess the broader question, the state of ethics today in government, how would you characterize it?
There's a couple ways to look at it, starting most narrowly from our ethics program with the specific rules for standards of conduct, post-employment, and so forth. That's the particular areas that OGE is in charge of, and I can't think of a time when the program's ever been stronger. This is a very strong ethics program with a very solid base. We have this enormous cadre of ethics officials who know what they're doing and are able to educate people on the rules. In some ways, there are requirements that are overburdensome, and we're realistic about that. For instance, the financial disclosure form requires more than is necessary for our conflicts of interest review. So I understand when it's difficult sometimes for people to not be frustrated with the level of oversight. And as I said, this is one of the most heavily regulated workforces in the world. And, you know, I've been in the federal government for a lot of years myself. I was a career official before I got this position. And I've worked my whole career with federal officials. This is a population of people who want to do the right thing. And it's up to us to try to educate them on the very complicated rules so that they can do the right thing. With regard to, and I don't want to comment on any one case, but with regard to news reports about incidents where people are caught with wrongdoing, the simple truth is, and you've heard it many times before, democracy can be messy. We're very open, we're very transparent in this country, and so you hear about things that go wrong. Sometimes, frankly, it's less exciting for news organizations to cover things going right. And it's a challenge to get the message out of what's going right, because the story that the fireman saves a cat stuck up in a tree or prevents a fire from happening is less dramatic than the story that a building burned down. So the simple truth is the transparency is a really important thing, and it's good because it helps. And I'm a big fan of opening up the government and making more and more transparent. At the same time, I would just say I can give the misimpression sometimes that there's more wrong than there is.
When you talk about the revolving door, for instance, is that something that OGE looks at, is worried about?
The government's doing a good job. I am very concerned about the revolving door. I feel that it's an important focus of our program, and we're watching it and studying it very closely. There's a lot of systems in place with post-employment requirements. I don't think we should let down our guard and do away with post-employment rules to prevent concerns about people thinking more about their next job than the job they have as they make government decisions. At the same time, I don't think we should use a sledgehammer rather than a scalpel, because the government needs access to expertise. And we don't have a system in this country where people go into the federal government and that's where all of them spend their entire career. And so there are aspects of bringing in fresh perspectives and being able to recruit better because people know they're not going to be prevented from having another job. As long as we're carefully watching the risks and carefully making sure that government decision-making is not influenced by what people hope to do next. And that's what I think our rules are structured to do, and we're deadly serious about enforcing them.